A lot of shoes came off at the Medford Airport last year. The passenger count at the Rogue Valley International Medford Airport, call it MFR if you like, broke the old record for passengers in a year. And broke is putting it mildly. The new count obliterated the old record for passengers. It got that busy at the Medford Airport in 2014. So what are the factors and trends? Let's talk to the airport director. Byrne Case is the guy in charge at Rogue Valley International Medford Airport. Byrne, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Glad to be with you.
So by the numbers, how did last year go?
You know, it was fantastic, particularly December. I can explain some of the year, but December was just a phenomenal December.
Okay, so tell us about December. What specifically happened that month?
Well, I knew going into December that if we had 42,000 passengers, that we would make a record. We ended up with 57,000 passengers. That made it 27% above last year. I mean, it's just a phenomenal increase.
Just for the month of December, it was 27% above last year?
Yes.
And so what were the overall numbers for the year, and how big a percentage increase was that over the previous high?
Our overall numbers for the year, let's see, I had it right in front of me here.
I see, is it 664-423?
That is correct. And that was up 5.26 over last year, and it was up about 3% over 2007, which was our last record year.
Interesting. So those are kind of recession brackets when you think about it. If 2007 was your previous high, then 2014 was the one that broke that record.
Yes.
Was there any reason to believe, Byrne, when the year 2014 began, that you could get that kind of numbers, that set of numbers through the airport?
You know, at the beginning of the year, I thought it was a possibility, but that it would be real close. One of the large contributing factors was Klamath Falls lost their air service, and so we were the benefactor from some of their passengers as their closest airport. So that had a lift for us, and like you say, we substantially broke the record, and I think that was a good part of it.
So are people counted in both directions? In other words, if they go through the airport, either departing or arriving, are they counted both times?
Yeah, the number I'm giving you is total passengers. Sometimes they talk about boardings, which would be about half of that. But and, you know, when you break the numbers down on that, we really operate about 18 hours a day, 19 hours sometimes. But based on 24 hours, we had a passenger arriving or departing every 47 seconds. In your introduction, you mentioned people taking their shoes off. If you've been in line there, it's amazing we can get people through that fast. Some people take 2 minutes to get their jewelry and their shoes off.
I was looking for the most obvious reference to what people experience at airports right now, and the shoes came first.
Yes, and to have a passenger either arriving or departing every 47 seconds, it's amazing to me. You know, the other thing that's kind of amazing is 2007, we were in the old terminal,
mm-hmm.
and we handled all those people in that small space. We fill the concourse occasionally now, and we, you know, when we first moved in, it seemed like, boy, this is really big. But a lot of passengers going through.
Doesn't seem so big anymore. I noticed some quotes from some of the regular business travelers in the paper, just sort of anecdotally reporting on the fact that it seems harder to find a seat when the flights are all clustered around each other in the morning. A seat for the waiting area, I mean.
Yes, absolutely.
So before the Klamath Falls Airport lost its last commercial flights, were you on your way to an average year at the Medford Airport?
We had the potential to squeak out a record year. It was a pretty good year going, but that boost, along with really good weather this winter so far, a few fog impact days, and people having a little bit more discretionary money, some of that based on the cost of fuel and some of it just the economy doing better, all those things have added up and made a really good year.
We're talking to Byrne Case, the director at the Rogue Valley International Medford Airport, which saw a record number of passengers last year. Arrivals and departures jointly 664,423, more than 5% above any previous total. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments, or this is your chance to ask questions about airport operations as well. 800-838-3760 around the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. You mentioned fuel. I wonder how that works for airline loadings for two reasons, Byrne. Number one is that when gasoline is cheaper, people who are traveling a few hundred miles might opt to take their cars instead of flying. But I also wonder if it makes any difference for aviation fuel and whether it's had any downward effect on ticket prices.
You know, it has had some, and it will have more. Airlines typically buy fuel in blocks and in the future, and some of them are paying more now than they'd like to, but sometimes they hedge themselves against inflation by buying futures. But if it stays down very long, it will affect all of the airlines, and we're kind of watching for that. Fares have stayed somewhat competitive for a community of our size, but we always hope to get them a little better.
Well, when you talk about a community of our size, I mean, Medford does kind of face the issue where that extra leg from either Portland or Denver or Salt Lake or San Francisco to Medford costs you, it seems like, a greater percentage of the fare than the actual distance should indicate.
That's absolutely true, and that's based mostly on airline strategy, where they want to get passengers through their hub to an additional destination. You can fly through San Francisco to another destination very competitively, but if you're stopping in the Bay Area, there's a premium cost for that, and that's a challenge for us.
So the short haul is actually going to cost you more if you're just going to the hub.
Yeah, if you're going to a point beyond, it actually starts getting more and more competitive.
So given these numbers, again, 664,423 arrivals and departures, I mean, the situation at MFR looks solid, but of course individual airlines can change plans. What do we know at this point about the possibility of any more airlines coming in or any of the existing ones saying, you know, we're done here?
You know, I don't see anybody looking at pulling out or reducing service. Allegiant announced an additional flight bringing back their flight to Mesa this summer. Mesa, Arizona. I've already heard that Horizon's going to have one more flight this coming summer than they did last summer, and so we're pretty solid there. As far as additional service, I'm always careful not to speculate because sometimes that makes the airlines that we're talking to nervous, but I do anticipate that we should have some additional service this year.
So at the present moment, Byrne Case, how many flights a day, how many airlines?
Right now we have four airlines. And we're at about 32 flights a day. That's 16 in and 16 out. It's kind of interesting that that's less than we had in 2007 when we had the record, but the planes are bigger. So the number of seats is comparable. But I anticipate that we will continue to grow with our existing airlines, and there's potential for additional service.
All right, interesting you say that the planes are bigger. I was going to ask you about that because I know that there used to be regular 737 flights from Medford to San Francisco, for example. Those seem to be converted to the regional jets now. And I don't know what the difference in seats is. So have you kind of gotten to this middle point where the really small planes are gone but the really big ones are gone too?
Well, United is working on getting rid of the 30-passenger turboprops that they've had for years and years. And quite frankly, that's one of the things that's hurt communities like Klamath Falls. They have a hard time filling the larger aircraft, and that's a challenge. But you're right, we migrated from the 737s, as did most airports in our category, more than a decade ago, actually the late 90s, I guess. And we started seeing regional jets. Well, the first regional jets were about 50 passenger. Now it's rare that I see a 50-passenger regional jet. We see mostly 70s and some 90s. And, of course, we have Allegiant back in here with the MD-80s, which is very comparable to the 737s. So it's a variety. If we get too large of aircraft and carry the same number of passengers, pretty soon our schedule gets tougher. It's nice for people to have two or three chances to get home each day from wherever they go. So the balance is really important, and right now our balance is pretty good. between the four airlines.
Now, you said that there's about the same number of seats that depart Medford any given day from what there were, say, 7 years ago?
Yes.
But are they going to the same places? I'm curious about that, too.
You know, we're very close. 7 years ago, I think we had 9 nonstop locations. This year, we have 9 seasonally, but we have 8 during most of the year. So we're pretty close. We have nonstop to Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Salt Lake, and Denver, and then seasonally to Mesa, Phoenix area.
Byrne Case, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the airport director at the Rogue Valley International Medford Airport, which saw a record number of travelers in 2014 at better than 660,000. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions, comments, suggestions for airport services. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Byrne, I wonder how much what goes on at airports is of, I mean, obviously you're somewhat, or more than somewhat, quite a bit at the mercy of what the airlines choose to do, but how much are they affected by any particular regulations? Because I understand, for example, that some issues with crew quartering and things like that affected air service in Klamath Falls, which was ultimately dropped.
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. And one of the things in the industry that's really big right now is lack of pilots. And lack of pilots makes the airlines move towards larger aircraft so they can haul more passengers. And if you're a small community, that can be devastating for you. And that's a problem that they could change with regulations. You know, a few years ago they extended the maximum age for pilots, and now that time has gone by and those pilots are retiring. The airlines have typically depended on the military to train pilots for them. Military's been training a lot fewer pilots, and I suppose we could say that's a good thing if we have less military in some respects. But the number of pilots, and the other thing that comes out really difficult is for a pilot who wants to get into the airlines, they have to get a lot of hours. And to get those hours, the market is somewhat saturated with people that want to do it. And pilots starting out with the small carriers and the small aircraft are not paid that well, and that can be a deterrent. So that's one of the things that concerns me, and we're watching it close along with the rest of the country, and particularly in airports our size. But shortage of pilots is an issue.
I wonder if the military's emphasis on drone warfare has anything to do with the lack of pilots.
I think that's a part of it, maybe a small part, but just the number of people in the military versus previous years is certainly a factor.
All right, I have some calls for you. Let's go to first to Mark in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Medford Airport Director Byrne Case.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my call. My question was, I recently just flew in and out of Medford, and great experience, but I tried to fly direct to San Francisco, and the cost was about twice as much to go direct rather than if I flew down to L.A. and then back up. And I was like, it's going to take me twice as long to get there to, at a lesser cost. And I was just curious, you know, I think it would save gas just to go straight there.
Right, that's really interesting.
I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. So, Byrne, what's up with that?
Yeah, and we'd commented on that earlier, but the airlines try to reserve seats or try to have their seats for points beyond. If a person's flying to Australia out of Medford, and they go to San Francisco to Australia, we're competitive with them going through Seattle or Portland or Los Angeles or wherever they go. However, if you're just stopping in San Francisco, they want to have the seats available for the people that are going to the points beyond, so they basically have a penalty. And if you're just stopping in San Francisco, it's really tough. Years ago, people used to buy a ticket to a point beyond and then get off in San Francisco. Well, now with the computers, when you go to get back on, they charge you the penalty.
So
it's a tougher deal.
Wow, that's amazing. Never lose a trick there. Grumpy John in Grants Pass, welcome to the Exchange with Byrne Case from the Medford Airport.
Yeah, I was thinking along the same lines. If the financial numbers were clearly transparent, would you conclude, as many of us do, that we are getting gouged here in the local area?
That's the question. Thanks for that, Grumpy John.
You know, when I arrived here and took the job in 1994, there was a commissioner that said we were the most expensive market in the country. And I looked it up, and we weren't, but we were in the top 10 on the wrong end of the scale. Now we're pretty much in the marketplace for communities of our size. The term gouge sounds tough, but it does cost more to fly out of a Medford or a Eugene or a Redding or a Redmond than it does out of a Portland or a Seattle. Part of it is what they, and this is a question that somebody may want to ask, but I can answer it in advance. Airports that are big enough to have Southwest Airlines have stiffer competition, and it holds the other airlines somewhat in check, and that's a good thing. However, Southwest Airlines won't go into a community with less than 12 flights a day.
Wow.
And we just don't have the population at this point to sustain that. Now, they've gone into more and more communities over the years, and I keep track of them. At one time, we were number 72 on their list, and we're down to about number 49, which means that there's a lot of bigger cities than we are without Southwest service.
We're in the top 50, though. Yay.
Yeah. But with the four airlines now competing, also when I arrived in 94, we had two airlines. We had United and Horizon, one going to San Francisco and one going to Portland, so two destinations. With eight destinations and four airlines, we're more expensive than the big cities, but we're in the marketplace. The other thing that comes into play, if you are anticipating saving money, you can drive to Portland or Sacramento and get on Southwest and save a chunk of money. But if you subtract out your drive time and your fuel and your meals and your parking at those airports, we're very competitive. But your time does cost you as well as the distance. So I know I've had on personal travel, I've had my wife check out the other airports, and we usually end up flying out of here because it costs a lot to leave your car.
Bern, just a couple seconds left. Any reason to believe you'll have as many boardings in 2015 as you had in 2014?
You know, I'm optimistic. I think we might squeak another record out, but this year set the standard pretty high.
Really,
I'll be happy if we can be even, and that'd be a good thing.
All right, 664,423 travelers at the Medford Airport. Bern Case is the Medford Airport Director. Thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you, sir. Look forward to talking to you again.